Welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. Nate discusses various topics through the eyes of a young Christian. The goal is to invite others to learn about Christianity through casual conversations with wonderful guests, especially people who want to grow in their faith.
Maybe I want to be the passenger princess. You know what I'm saying? Drive me around.
Before this episode begins, remember that none of us are perfect and that we are here to learn and help each other grow. Feel free to donate to Nate through Cash App at Imperfect Podcast. Make sure to follow the Imperfect Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We hope you take something great away from this episode. Enjoy!
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Imperfect Podcast. My name is Nate. I introduced myself in a little intro before this, but today I got special guests, one a familiar face, one a new face. Charles, go ahead and introduce yourself. My fault, Mr. 10K, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Ain't no problem, man. It's your boy, Mr. 10K. Some of y'all know me on YouTube. You know, you might see me on other people's platforms too, but I'm mostly on YouTube. And, you know, part of 240 Mafia Imperfect Podcast. I've been on here a few times, so it's a pleasure to be here. Yeah.
All right, Jeff, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm back. It's your boy, King Beam. It's my third episode, actually. Good to be here. Yeah, you know, YouTube, King Extreme, podcast, dinner views, 240 Mafia. I'm working on a short film that I'm directing, so stay tuned for that, and you should watch it when it comes out in the future.
I'll give a little shout out to his recent video. He dropped a Dune 2 review. He put a lot of work into it. Please go watch it. By the time this video comes out, it might be a week old, but I don't care. Go watch it. Go Please. Watch the 10-piece series. Yes, go sir. Watch all that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Today's today's topic, we're going to talk about social media and the false prophets that are on social media, those false prophets that, like, want to look good for social media because they mention God, stuff like that, and just bad things that people of major influence, and by that, I mean, like, big celebrities, rappers, athletes, things that they do on social media that may be good or bad. First, I got two Bible verses. I'm going to start doing that going forward, including some Bible verses. Starting with Jeremiah 14, verses 14 through 15. It says, "Then the Lord said, 'These prophets are telling lies in my name. I did not send or tell them to speak. I did not give them any messages. They prophesy of visions and revelations they have never seen or heard. They speak foolishness made up in their own lying hearts. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will punish these lying prophets, for they have spoken in my name, even though I have never sent them. They say that no war or famine will come, but they themselves will die by war and famine.'" And the next verse, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. "For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching," meaning teaching of sound doctrine and proper theology. "They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths." So let's talk about that verse, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, real quick. Social media. It's a facade in a way. On social media, you see all the perfect, you see all the results and the trials and errors of what you try to post. And people go to social media to hear what they want to hear, see what they want to see. Just like what this verse says, people are putting out content that people want to hear, that they are itching to hear. People want to see content about music. They're going to go to YouTube, Instagram. They're going to find the content that they want to hear. They want to hear about God. They're going to go in there and hear anything that mentions God. And that's the issue right there. If you mention God, say Jesus, you say you're going to hell, this is how you get to heaven, people are going to listen to that. And half the time, it's just people just using the name of Jesus to get people's attention. And it's like the first verse says, people are just going to say blasphemous things that don't even make sense, that didn't come from God. They're just coming from their fantasies and their own experiences that they claim was God telling them things. So that, in my opinion, sums up a big issue with social media. Y'all go ahead and provide some input about the verse, anything. Say what y'all want.
Yeah, I feel like you said, it's all a facade. Everybody's trying to put out their best self on social media. I mean, even me with my YouTube videos, right? Yes, I put the real version of myself out there as real as possible. But even then, when I edit the video, I'm going through the audio and I'm chopping out the filler words because I use a whole bunch of filler words and I don't want that in there. I cut out this part of the video or this part so I can get the most perfect version of the video possible. You're trying to put your like best self out there and not 100% of yourself out there on the internet. No one's actually putting their 100% authentic self out there. And that is very detrimental when it comes to Christianity. Because I remember it was like a couple years ago, like when the little white sticker thingies you put on your story, that's when they first started. And I remember everybody was doing this one. It was like, oh, if you love Jesus, put this on your story or else. And I was like, does that really matter? Like, I feel like a lot of people act like they love God on social media and they post a Bible verse here or there to make themselves look Christian. But like, if you actually know them, you're like, I don't know about this person, you know? And that's why it says detrimental, because anybody can look good and think that they look good based on what the social media shows everyone else, but it's all about what's in your heart, because the Bible says God looks at your heart. So that's what you really need to be worried about and stop worrying about what other people think about you on the internet.
Yeah, Beam, I mean, ooh, you hit the nail on the head, man. I'm going to get deep. I'm going to get real deep with this, and a lot of people are not going to like this. But, you know, I'm still partaking in the little add your stickers thing, but it's always been one thing that I've always been strictly against, and that's posting anything, like, in relation to using God for clout. I see a lot of people use God for clout, and I'm like, this ain't the way to do it at all. Like, I'm strongly against that. Also, man, you notice it in music too. Like, I'm about to come in hot with this one. Like, yeah. A lot of people like Playboi Carti, right? Like, and this man recently just said, like, I gave my life to God. Before, he would mention like little things about God, but people would be like, nah, he's a devil worshiper, da 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 da. And there were several things that kind of like pointed in that direction. But I think at this instance, like, in order for Carti to go past that narrative and, you know, people saying that, he had to put a lyric saying, I believe in God, in there just to get a different fan base. So it's so crazy that we're talking about this, but it's very relevant in today's society and a lot of these industries. And it's like, you know, like when somebody's either faking or using God for clout. And it's a heavy topic, man. It's a heavy topic. But like I said, I'm one to be like, you know what? I'm fully off of trying to put God as a use for clout. Like, those add your stickers is cool. But yeah, I don't think you need to go that far to prove that you believe in God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or that you want to use God for views. Like, nah, like, let's not do that. If we want to talk about God, let's talk about God in a profound way. Let's talk about how we celebrate God. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about how we acknowledge God, you know, versus like, oh, like, I'm going to just use this for add your stickers and get multiple views. Like, okay, wow. You know, like, it's crazy, man. But you notice it in a lot of different parts of the industry, and it's like, yeah, this is crazy, you know?
To me, it always feels like people are trying to prove that they're Christian. They're trying to prove to someone else, yeah, I love God, you know? But if you actually do, people already know. And that's the thing that people don't know. If you love God, people around you gonna already know, and you don't have to prove it to anybody. But everybody's so focused on trying to prove that, yeah, I love God, I'm a Christian. That's not what it's about.
Yeah. It's crazy because I've just noticed like this huge influx of people saying, Like, in order for me to show other people that I believe in God, I have to post this and that on social media. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you have a keen group of people that love you and are your friends and they understand where your religion lies, that's all that matters. So if you believe in God, like, show it to the people who love you. You know what I'm saying? Show it to the people who are your friends, those who communicate with you day in, day out. That's more something you would be proud of. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus like, okay, all of my social media followers know about this, but they don't, you know, like, these people might not worship God themselves. Like, you know, so is it really all that worth to go on social media and have that be a thing versus, oh, like, you know, my friends, my family know, you know what I'm saying? And God himself knows, like, that's the most important thing, you know?
Yeah, because at the core of Christianity, yes, we're supposed to go out and tell other people about Christ and bring other non-believers to Christ. But at the core, it's a one-on-one relationship with you and God. That's really what's the most important part of Christianity, is your relationship with God. And like you were saying, you probably have people who don't even believe in God on your Instagram. And I don't think that, oh, posting this, you know, if you believe in God, post this now on your story is going to help a non-believer become a Christian.
Yeah. And it's funny. I'm sorry, Nate. I'm going to say this one thing. I will never, it will be never, not one day that I won't post the Imperfect Podcast. You feel me? Like, I will always promote God in that way, because that's an acknowledgement of God in different ways. You see what I'm saying? Versus, mm-hmm. like, if you don't post this now, you don't love God. You don't believe. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's, if I'm going to promote something that's about God, I'm going to promote God in a way that's going to spread to other people positively, and not just to say, oh, if I don't do this now, God doesn't love me. And if I don't do this, I'm not spreading the word of God. Like, that just, it doesn't correlate to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. When Jesus was in the wilderness and Satan tried to tempt him, basically said, prove that you're God. And Matthew 4:7 says, you shall not put the Lord to test. You shall not test the Lord. Wait, let me look it up so I can quote it right. You shall not put the Lord, your God, to the test. Meaning you don't got to prove it. And like Jeff said, it's a one-on-one relationship. Yeah, you want to help other people come to Christ, but you and your friends have individual relationships with God. The goal is for all of us to get to heaven and spend eternity with Christ, but we have to own up to our own actions. We're not owning up for our friends' actions unless we were directly responsible for them. We own up to our actions. We answer to God for our sins, not their sins. And another thing about, like, social media and just using it for clout, using Christianity for clout, social media, Instagram specifically, in my opinion, for what I've heard from other people as well, it's treated, your Instagram page, your feed is always treated as an aesthetic, supposedly. And not even just on social media, people do it in real life too. There's this person that I was friends with at one point, and she had a water bottle that was covered in stickers. So she had one that said engineers in faith, or engineers following Christ, something like that. And I assumed, oh, she's a Christian, she believes in God. Then I remember one time something about Christianity came up, and she's like, ew, God. I was like, wait, aren't you a Christian? You got that stick on your ball. She's like, no, it's just an aesthetic. I was like, oh, it's an aesthetic. And she said, turns out she didn't even believe God. She's like, God didn't come first. I'm like, oh, thank God he got out of my life. people like just taking a religion and saying it's an aesthetic, and then on social media, like, I remember during the Black Lives Matter movement, the George Floyd movement, it was a lot of stuff going on social media because we were in quarantine. There were people protesting, rioting, but most of the things were done on social media. That's where we got our awareness and stuff like that about the situation. And it was always reposts of Black Lives Matter stuff. Remember that one time it was like post a black screen or something like that. But there was an excuse from people A lot of white people that were saying, no, I don't want to repost this. It's going to ruin my aesthetic. I don't care about your aesthetic. We're trying to solve an issue. And if an aesthetic is your excuse and you're clearly the issue, even with like stuff I be posting, like I be wondering, do people not, people that I know not want to repost my stuff because it ruins their aesthetic or the way people see them? Like, Jeff, when you did the interviews with Christian Emin, I always love what y'all said about the people that have these dreams, want to achieve these goals, especially when it comes to having an audience, and they go out their way to look stupid, because you're going to have to look stupid to do the right thing. If you want to make good videos, YouTube videos, movies, you got to put yourself out there and get people to see you, hear your voice. If you want to do a podcast, you got to be willing to speak on the internet, allow people to see you, know who you are, know what your mind is like. So, like, people don't want to just get out their comfort zone or be different, in my opinion. That's something that just is bad about social media in general.
Yeah, you got to find a way to be different, you know? Especially if you're creating something, you know, you gotta step out of your bubble, stop trying to do things like everyone else. There's this really great Batman quote. Well, it's Alfred, but Alfred's talking to Batman. He's like, why do we fall? So that we can teach ourselves how to get back up. You gotta fail before you succeed. Because if you don't fail at what you're doing, you don't, because when you try to find your own way to do things, you're going to inevitably fail. But once you fail, you're gonna learn how to get back up from that failure and succeed in the future. I was thinking about this the other day because, you know, I see a lot of YouTubers, you know, they'll be doing YouTube for like a couple months and then they're already at like 20K subscribers or whatever.
Call them out.
It just seems like they're doing literally what everyone else on the internet is doing. But I look at my journey. I'm 4 years strong with this. I'm about to be at 900, but I'm proud of my slow growth because I'm slowly building like a core fan base and I'm doing something that's unique to me. I'm not doing what anyone else is doing on the platform. Like, yeah, a lot of people do movie reviews, but I find a way to put my own flavor in there so that it's completely different from something you see someone else doing. So I'm proud of that. So yeah, moral of the story, be different. And be okay with failure, because that's how you succeed in the future.
You know what, Beam? You hit the nail on the head, man. Again. And that's why I said call people out, because the thing about it is, man, and I know exactly what you're referring to, these 20 versus 1 videos, it's the same thing. And the thing about it is, man, how I look at it is, a lot of people are doing this strictly just for the views and the quick rise. But what they don't think about is when you get to the top of that, what are you really going to be known for? What are you really going to do? You know, because it was cool, like before COVID, I say it was all right to do that. But now it's like as soon as COVID hit, nobody was doing nothing that was original. That was getting you an organic fan base, like you were referring to. And it really just seemed like it was just that formula. Like everybody had one set formula and one way to get popular. And it's not about being popular. It's like, it's about what are you going to do when you get to the top? What am I going to know you for? You know what I'm saying? What am I going to know you for? And that's even why I started the 10-piece series. Like that's something that's true to me. You know what I'm saying? That I wanted to do. I remember I was doing these video game, you know, videos all the time. And that was fun, right? That was some fun things I was doing. And I loved doing it. But it wasn't something that was organic. It felt like what everybody else was doing. And I noticed it helped me start a fan base, but not really rise to where my fan base could be bigger. You see what I'm saying? And more impactful with the content. So when I started doing more organic stuff, it was like, all right, like this is where I need to be. Like I need to start doing more of what I love, more of what people want to see me do, you know what I'm saying? Versus what everybody else is doing. And I remember when I started doing the vlogs and stuff, like I was hey, that was all me. You know what I'm saying? That was all me. People was looking at my life, like, dang, like, that was tough. I never knew about that, you know? Or when they were watching the 10-piece series, like, wow, I didn't, you know, I didn't think of that that way, you know? And it really just made me find a new creative space, and that was the rise. Like, finding that creative space and elevating on that to create a real fan base. Like, that was something that was more appealing for me than doing something that everybody else was doing, you know? So yeah. Nowadays, man, it's like an aesthetic is cool, but find your own. Don't, like, you know, copy everybody else's waves. And it's funny because I got a 10-piece series video coming out on that. So, it's coming. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's funny you say that because, like, if you look at people who are doing things for the aesthetic, trying to do the trendy thing, and you go to their comments, it's like, oh, you know, the laughing emojis, the hearts, like, oh, my gosh, you're so funny. This is a great video. But, I mean, I look at mine and, like, the real content that I make that's true to me, I'll have someone come in the comments and be like, oh, you know, this really made my day, or, you know, I love this, you deserve more subscribers or something like that. It's more heartfelt than the, you know.
Absolutely.
That was funny, yeah. You know. It feels more genuine.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because I get those texts, man. It's like, wow, like, I didn't know somebody was really, like, watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I have a following, a fan base. Like, that's cool. But it means more to you when you're actually seeing the feedback, like, live, or somebody texts you or call you and be like, man, like, you really made my day. Or I didn't even think of this that way. Or, you know what, man, like, just keep going, bro. Like, you really making an impact on my life and a lot of other people's lives. Because, you know, I shared it to this person and they didn't, you know, really understand this topic, but now they get it. Like, you know, that's really more impactful for me when you actually see it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see it, you hear it from real people versus it'd be like, it's 1,000 people at once in one comment section. And they're all, you know, commenting these emojis like you're saying, and, you know, little trolls. You know, it's just like, that's all coming at you at once versus it's like a wave. Like, it's a wave. Like, wow, I didn't know I could really appeal to, you know, this amount of people, and it's all broad day. Like, I get text calls, FaceTimes, like, bro, like, what you think about this? Or, you know, in person, mm-hmm. somebody would be like, man, like, I watched your video. That was great. Like, I need something else. Da-da-da. I'm like, all right, cool, you know? So it's way more impactful, man, like, just doing what you feel and not doing it for the trend, the aesthetic, you know?
Yeah. For everyone watching this podcast, please let the creators you love know that you love this stuff. Like, we don't do it to get the feedback, you know, to get that feel-good factor. But when people let us know that they like what we're doing, it's puts a smile on our face. So let the creators know that you like what they're doing.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, y'all, feedback is necessary, man. You know, it motivates us some days, man, because really it can be demotivating sometimes, man. Like, you know, we'll get discouraged. We will get discouraged, you know. Man,
for sure.
These ideas, man, don't just, like, you can't put them out of a hat, you know, or just go watch a person's video and be like, you know, I'm going to take that and do that for the day. Like, you can, but because we are organic on this end, like, mm-hmm. yeah, it can get a little tough, but hey, we make it work, man. So, but it means more to hear from folks. So please, like, reach out to us, whatever you need. Like, I tell my people all the time, like, if you ever need just that sense of advice or that one video, like, I'll make it. Or, you know, if you need a DM, a call, a text, I'm here to give you that same advice that I just put in that video. None of this is fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all real. It's just all me. And you get that from us. But, hey, when we hear it, it really helps us out. So, please.
Man, at the end of the day, social media, like, anybody could blow up if they follow the science of the algorithm. But, like y'all said, people do the trendy things, the things that get views and stuff. They do that, take the easy way out. Emphasis on the easy way out. Like us, we're authentic, building our own forms of our own brands. And it's like you said, Jeff, we want to build that connection with our audience. Like, every time I promote Bible study and group therapy, I always have at least two attendees. Those are Dom and Zoe. The fact that I have two people taking time out of their Monday and Thursday nights to join me to talk about life in the Bible. Like, that says enough to say I got to keep going. Yeah, I want more than two, but two is more than zero. And it's about impacting and changing lives. And they've helped my lives in many ways, too. There's times when it would just be me and Dom, and I'm asking Dom questions about how to understand the Bible better because he's dedicating his life to theology, and he has a very deep understanding of the Bible. One of my past guests, somebody I went to high school with, we'll keep it real, Will Biggs, has 500K on TikTok, I think 100K on YouTube, 100K on Instagram, just got 1K on YouTube after like a few months. And he has, in his comments, because he's a motivational speaker, motivational content creator. Mm-hmm. In his comments, he has people saying genuine comments. I joined his Discord of his community, and he has a community on Instagram too. And there's so many messages that say, Will, I just want you to know your content saved my life. Your content's always reaching out to me, helping me. I want to be like that. And we all are pursuing to be like that. Not just for the recognition of others, but the fact that there are people that look for our content to impact their lives. Will said in the episode that I did with him, there are people that wake up every day relying on my content or his content in order to satisfy their day. Because you never know what people are going through. Some people may feel suicidal. They may need that little boost of confidence or motivation to show that, one, they're loved, and two, they can keep fighting and going on in life. You never, like, I have people in Belgium listening to me. I have people in Russia listening to me. I have people in Japan, Canada, all over the U.S. listening to me. I don't know all these people, but I know that they listen. I don't know why they listen, but I know that they did click to hear my voice talk about whatever topic is about said episode, and they're dedicating time to listen to it. So eventually, I hope I have a grand community of people that say, go to the Imperfect Podcast, you need some good life advice. Go to Bible study, you can get better understanding of the Bible. Go to group therapy if you need to talk about life, get right in a safe space. Like, being genuine is so important. And something else that I noticed is AI is starting to take away that genuine self-created content or any creative. Like, I'm going to use this example. My mom, I was supposed to work with a Christian clothing brand, but I'm not working with him anymore. I showed my mom the clothing brand, and she said, I don't like it. I ain't like it either. She sent me back some AI-generated designs. She's like, you should send them this and say, yo, this will be better. And I said, wait, that's AI-generated. She's like, oh, how'd you know? But what I was thinking is, anybody could go to ChatGPT or whatever AI tool you need and, let's say, type out the lyrics for a gospel song. Anybody could do that. Anybody could take an AI-generated voice of Michael Jackson and take those lyrics and make a song. You can tell the difference between an authentic song and an AI-generated song, but using AI to kind of another man's idea or woman's idea, because they put that intelligence into AI, that's just not as genuine. It's like, my opinion is equivalent to plagiarism. Like, you're not doing your own work. You're taking someone else's credit. Like, I ain't tell this. And I don't mean in a bad way towards her, but I just don't like the fact that some people can take AI and make an AI generic design or create piece of creativity and try and do stuff with that. When something is heartfelt, especially when it's about impacting others, it's so much more. If I wrote a heartfelt message with my own words, not an AI-generated word, it's so much better because they were my words, not someone else's words. So, like y'all are saying, it's so important that we are organic, truthful, ethical, and correct in our content.
It's slightly off topic, but speaking of like generic music, bro. Oh. People in the DMV, especially people our age, when they try to make music, it is all the same. It's like it's that same beat, and they hop on there, and it's like da 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 da, and it's the same thing every single time. That's why, shout out King Lo. You know, he's our friend. He's not a Christian artist, but shout him out. He makes great music, and it's so genuine and like different than what anyone else is doing, and that's why I love listening to it. But yeah, it's just
people in the DMV, man, their music just all sound the exact same. And y'all all can't make it if you sound the exact same. Switch it up.
Man, everybody can't be a rapper, man. Like, man, we all got a calling from God to do something in this world, and we can't all do the same thing. Like, I was thinking about the other day, like, people are, there's a whole lot of podcasts out now. Like, I think the most recent, biggest one to come out is LeBron James. And I think what I like about him is, one, it's so relaxing to hear his IQ about basketball come out verbally. But he said his reason for doing a podcast was, nowadays it's all about comparison. It's all about sports analysts on TV shows, Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, all those people saying, who's better, MJ or LeBron? Who's better, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Anthony Edwards? And it's not more about understanding the game and just having a deep appreciation, understanding stuff like that. And I don't remember what exactly he said, but there's just a lot of things today with social media, the comparisons, even one-on-one basketball play style in the league that's ruining the youth. And I love what he's doing in order to impact the youth. But back to what I was saying, like, about everybody's calling, we can't all want to be rappers. I think something that all of us realized at a young age, we all had, at some point, had an aspiration to play sports at some high level. But all of us realized that's not realistic for many different reasons. We can't all be athletes. We can't all be rappers. We can't all be content creators. Somebody has to be a chef. Somebody has to be a doctor. Emphasis on doctor. We need some doctors from our generation. Somebody got to be an engineer. Somebody got to be an architect. Somebody got to be a manager. Somebody got to be a CEO. Somebody got to be a janitor. Everybody has a different call for their life. And Ecclesiastes says there's a reason for everything. Everybody serves their purpose in this world for God's great plan. We can't all see what somebody else does and say, I want to be like them. It's okay to get inspiration from someone like Kobe Bryant, say, I want to play basketball like Kobe Bryant. But if you see a rapper got all this money, all this jewelry, stuff like that, you can't say, all right, let me start rapping and trapping so I could be rich and have all that jewelry and have that status that they have. Everybody got to find some sort of way to make themselves different, going back to like content and stuff like that. You got to put your own little twist to things in life.
Yeah. And, you know, Nate, I want to stay on that, actually, man. It's funny you were talking about LeBron, his podcast, and it's amazing, by the way. I think anybody should tune into it, you know, not just for the basketball aspect, but there's a lot of points that LeBron is talking about. And the one point that I think, you know, we're speaking on right now is the authentic aspect, right? And one thing he was talking about was there's a bag. Like, everyone...
That's what I was referring to, yep.
You know, and I think there's no way to really define what a bag is. Like, everyone has a skill set. You see what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, a lot of people like to say, again, comparisons, right? I don't think it's about whether you have a better skill set than another person. It's about what's unique to you. How are you making an impact to your game? What game are you playing first? Do you know what that is? Then what skill set are you bringing to the table? What's your plan? Like, what's your aspect on it? So there's really no set bag, I'd say. It's just skill set. What's your mindset? What's your motive? What are you going for? You know what I'm saying? There's a goal. So is there really a bag? I'd say no. The same way LeBron said it, he hates it. I hate it too, because it's like we're talking about just putting a person in a box, honestly, just a box of what they have to offer when we don't know what they have to offer. So you can't just offer one time, you know, seeing a person, one time hearing a person, or even, you know, just giving them an opportunity to do something. That doesn't define what they truly bring to the table. That's a one-time thing. That's not truly a bag, as people want to call it. It's a skill set. It's a developing skill set, and everybody has it. I mean, even, you know, LeBron playing basketball, him speaking on that topic himself, it's like at 40 years old, realistically, we want to say 40 years old, this man's still developing a skill set. So there is no bag. It's a big, I'd say, honestly, just, I guess, potential gap, so to speak, in where he can be and where he is now. And is it going to keep increasing? And that's the same thing for anybody else. Is like, you're finding out whether or not your skill set is going to get better, or is it going to fall back a little bit and you'll learn to get better? You see what I'm saying? It's not just a boxed in thing to say it's a bag. Like, I think that's bogus to, you know, say, or, you know, just give anybody off the rip, you know?
I feel like it's all about your mindset for real. Some people get stuck in this mindset of trying to do this one particular thing. And I feel like as human beings, we're not meant to just do one thing. You have a wide array of skills and abilities and talents. And you have to, like you said, life is a journey, and you gotta constantly learn. If you don't love to learn, you're not gonna be able to do anything with your life, I feel like. Because even, you know, I want to make movies one day. I think of my favorite filmmakers, like, you know, Tarantino, Christopher Nolan, Martin Scorsese. They're still trying to learn from people who've done it better than them, and they're at the top of their game right now. You know, multiple Oscar award-winning directors who have, like, done it. They know the formula, but they're still trying to get better. Every day, you have to try to be better than the person you were the day before, and that includes developing new skills, you know, a new mindset towards life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I think about how you just named all those names, right? And you think about their journeys even. Like, you don't make a perfect film without there's pixels built up in the film, right? Those pixels don't come together without different ideas to make the bigger picture. You see what I'm saying? So it has to be a consistent level of creativity to build this big picture. And again, there's no bag. There's no bag, because there's no set limit on what really makes this big picture, this great piece of art. You know, I think everybody has an artistic side, even in sports. Like, a lot of people don't see sports as an art, it's just sports. No, sports has an artistry to it. It's a technique. You know, I know a lot of people say film, music, that dance, that's art. But, you know, sports, it definitely has an art to it because of a technique that is built over time. And it's the same as anything else in life, whether you're on your fitness journey, like Nate will tell you. You know, Nate has this whole channel that is dedicated to fitness. And you notice how over time, Nate gets better each time via his technique. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about necessarily trying to get to something so quick and boxing people into one thing. It's about how can you get better over time? What skill set are you really expanding on to make that bigger picture, to set the goal and meet the goal at that?
Man, you talking about evolving your content. I remember it was like, oof. Like mid-2022, I wanted to start like getting into the video essay, like movie video essays on my channel. And like, I was doing it and I wasn't like seeing a lot of growth, and I was trying to, you know, writing the script for this and, you know, reading off the script for the video. And then I'm looking now, I get an idea in my head, I turn on the camera, I hit record, and I just start yapping for 20 minutes straight. And people tell me they love it. It's like, you know, someone said that it's like their best friend just saw something they really liked, and, you know, they feel like I'm talking to them about it. And, you know, that's all it is. Like I was saying, you gotta learn how to evolve what you're doing. And going back to what you said about art and sports, golf, oh my gosh. I thought you just walk up there, you hit the ball, you try to get it in the hole. Yeah. And, my uncle, he is a great golf player. He competes in tournaments and stuff. He was teaching me how to play golf last summer, and I didn't know there's like a certain way you got to hold the club.
distribution you got to have, a certain arc you got to have with your arms to get the ball here, a certain way your hips got to move so that the ball can get farther. Like, golf is really artistic, you know, and it's so silent, and I don't know. I have a real big appreciation for golf now. It's great.
Yeah, man. I can tell you, like, you know, fun fact about me real quick. I used to do swim, of course. I was a varsity athlete, you know, dang near team captain till COVID, but even a junior Olympian. So over time, the way I got here, I wanted to be the fastest guy. I wanted to be the fastest guy. I wanted to go to the Olympics, whatever, you know, dreams fall short, whatever. But God had a different calling for me. But I say all that to say, man, me wanting to be the fastest and all that, the only way I would get faster and really develop is if I worked on my technique. It's all the art to it, you know? It's all the art to it. As much as we, you know, we look at the small things and be like, they don't matter. No, the smallest things matter, you know? Whether you have to freestyle it for a minute, like Nate, I think you were getting to, as you were doing the video essays, you said you were reading off script first, right? Then you would start to really have an idea and go straight into a video. Sometimes you just got to freestyle it and find it, you know? Sometimes I'm on the 10 pieces. There is no script written. You know, there's just an idea. I write the idea, and there you go. I sit there, talk about it 20, 30 minutes, and the video is made. But it's all off the dome. It's nothing fake. It's nothing scripted, you know? It's freestyle. Sometimes that's just how it is. But it over time becomes a technique because there's repetition in it. A lot of people don't know repetition is very important. Consistency. And there was a guy in a Best Buy that told me this, like, consistency is key, you know? And it really is. Ever since that moment that guy told me that, hey, I went super far, you know? Because I realized it's not speed. It's consistency. It's the technique. That's going to get you super far, you know?
Yeah, consistency is absolute key. I'm speaking like specifically if you create something, find your own consistency. Because I know a lot of people, if you search up, how to get big on YouTube, they're going to be like, oh, every day upload this, upload that. Yeah. Find your consistency. If that's every day, every week, once a month, find your level of consistency and make the best possible thing you can on that day. And then wait a little bit and then do it again. Find your brand of consistency, and that's how you can get better. It all goes back to trying, don't be like everyone else. You got to figure out who you are on the inside, figure out what your workflow is, figure out what you want to do, and that's how you can make the best thing possible. Even, you know, sports, you know, going to the gym, even in life, I'll be trying to like relate it to people who don't make art, and it's hard. I don't know if you're a doctor, I don't know, study, I guess, but yeah, find your brand of consistency and keep doing that, and that's the only way you can get better.
And going back to the bag and the skill set, like what Brian said in that like one segment about the bag, he was saying, in basketball, everybody has a bag. So they see a mismatch in basketball. They're like, all right, let's run ones. It's no team basketball. Like, if you got 4-on-3, it's like, nah, I got the bag. I got the mismatch. Let me run my ones with this guy. He said, like, all the young kids, they say, let's run ones. Let's not play team ball. Let's run one-on-ones. Using your bag, your skill set, to work with others, benefit others, uplift others, that's huge. That's what you should be doing with your bag. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, reaping and sowing, giving to others. Everybody has a resource, a blessing to give to others. But when you think of giving to others, you may think about money. Nah, that could be biblical knowledge. That could be wisdom on life, how to start a business, how to start content creation. You got something you got to share with the group. And like when I look at my bag, my skill set, the reason I started this podcast and my Life with Nate channel, it was because over time, especially during COVID, I realized, yo, I know a good amount of how to build a relationship with God and how to go about your walk with Christ. And over time, I kept telling myself, I got to share this with others. I'm a quiet individual. I don't like talking to people. But I knew I had to share my knowledge, share my thoughts with others. I can't just keep it to myself. So using that, my bag, my skill set, I take that content creation, and here I am spreading the word of God and just wisdom on life, fitness. Some you gotta share your bag with other people. Don't just use it for yourself. Like y'all said, sports is an art, especially team sports. Football, everything, every itty bitty move, every space of the field matters. If you watch a run play, watch offensive line perfectly block for the running back, it's most likely a touchdown. If the play is executed properly, it is a touchdown if you follow every correct step. Unless you're dominated by your opposition, everything, every little thing, if you do it right, is going to succeed. Same thing with life. There's every little decision, every little relationship, thought, everything matters. It's just about how you use it, how you go about it, and how you use it to help and uplift others.
Yeah, yeah. The little things go a long way.
Side note real quick. You're talking about everything matters. I just want to, like, geek out about film real quick. I remember freshman year in my first ever film class, we learned about how, like, everything in a single frame of a film matters. In that one little second, you pause it, everything matters. And, like, if you look at any, like, any good filmmaker that cares about what they're doing, every chair, every color of shirt that someone's wearing, every sound effect, every beam of light that's hitting the character here, everything in that one specific second matters. And it's all just a beautiful form of art. And that is why I love film so much. I just had to say that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Beam. I've kind of learned a little bit about the film and movie industry a little bit. So I'm glad that you hit on that. But, you know, no pun intended when you said, you know, beam of light. No pun intended. But, you know, man, I think it's interesting because, again, it just all goes back to, like I was saying, the smallest things matter because it builds the biggest film ever. And you want to be able to replay some of the greatest moments in your life, but how do the great moments come together? Like, if you think about how some of your best birthdays or best vacations or, you know, even the best days of your job even that you could have worked, you know, those things don't come together without the smaller pieces. So what smaller elements make the bigger pictures? That's what you have to think about and really elaborate on them and kind of find what works, you know? So once you do that, it's like, hey, anything can come together, anything, you know? Whether it be the fan base, I know, like you were, you know, referring to, being a lot of people will just go look up, like, how do I build my YouTube channel up? I wouldn't necessarily worry about looking for that. Just find your niche, find what works for you. That'll build the fan base. That'll build everything that you want to get, if not more. And I think, you know, there are certain people, and I know this is a topic that we're going to get to, but a lot of people look up to bigger people in the industry. They don't get there without their uniqueness and smaller pieces building into bigger moments. So if you look up to, you know, people that are, you know, bigger, if you think they're bigger than you, whatever, don't necessarily think about them being bigger than you. Think about how you can get right there with them, if not past them. And how do you do it? The smaller things matter. They matter. That's how you get to the top. If you look at, for example, this was the guy I was going to point out in the first place when we were talking about this, Kanye West. He has a whole documentary out, right, on Netflix. The only way Kanye got to fame was by taking the smallest steps to get there. And it was, you know, dropping out of college to pursue music and then getting in there with Jay-Z. Like, that was, you know, a big moment. But how did he get there? He had to promote over the radio tons of times, you know. So it's the smaller things that matter that can take you such a long way, whether you got to have you know, several conflicts with yourself, several conflicts with other people. Sometimes it's just how it goes, but your journey is going to be very, very valuable compared to, oh man, I just did this quick thing and, you know, I don't have much to say about it. Like sometimes I look at certain YouTubers and influencers on these interviews and I'm like, man, like they really don't have a story to tell because all they did was, you know, burn themselves out with these things that were not the same or the same as other people and not unique to themselves, you know, like they're burnt out and you can tell. And it's like, I think you burnt out because you're not doing something that's unique to yourself, you know? So, and I think when you have free flowing ideas and the creativity is there, you have more to talk about, man. You have a lot more to talk about, you know, and a lot more to achieve at that. I'd rather you, you know, hey, stay with the smaller things and be true to you and you get further that way, you know?
Exactly. You gotta enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Stop trying to, you know, go so fast and get to the top like that. Enjoy your journey and your personal journey, because like that's what's like so unique to you. So then when you make it to the top, you have a little story to tell.
Yeah.
Because like if you do what somebody else did and then you make it to the top just as fast, okay, you know, that audience is going to like you. But there's, you know, there's somebody else who's better than you already who's doing it, and your personality isn't in what you're doing. So then once you get to the top, how do you stay there? You can't.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy. We were talking about DMV rappers earlier, man. And, you know, I don't want to call out just our area, but there are several areas. Like, I was talking about drill earlier off the regular podcast, but I was talking about drill rappers earlier, and I was like, everything just sounds the same. Like, yes, this one artist has a name, but what's different? It all sounds the same because the beat is the same. And then this guy's voice is like super deep and then like aggressive like Batman. And then you got this other one who's like really low tempo, but it's like smooth. Like, it's just, you're putting together the same formula to get to the top so fast. And it's like, you don't have a journey. You don't have anything to talk about. Like, there's nothing to talk about. You're talking about the same thing as anybody else. But if we want to talk about the DMV, let me say this. I noticed, and I know some of these guys pretty well. The thing about it is, yes, you can talk about a struggle. There's nothing wrong with that. But have a unique way of telling. Like, the only way we get popular rappers from our area, such as Wale, Fat Trail, Rico Nasty, the only way we get them is by them having a unique sound and telling their journey in small pieces that sounds different from other people. Their goal is not to be different, but to be true to themselves. That's how they get to the top. That's how anybody gets to the top, by being true to yourself. Doing things that have never been done before, but it's you doing it. And not just thinking about like, okay, like this has never been done before, so I'm gonna do it. No, don't think about that. Think about doing something that's true to you and you'll make it. I promise. I promise you'll make it. Like, being, you're doing something that I don't see anybody, I kid you not, anybody in our age group doing. Like, I really don't. So I already know by you doing these things, man, like it's gonna go the longest way possible. But speaking to the mass, like, and everybody watching this and hearing this, you can do it. Just know it's achievable, right? It might seem dark some days. Don't get discouraged. Just take a step back for a minute. Look at the smaller things and see what's true to you and expand on those things. And I promise you're going to reach all the points that you want to reach. You just got to keep going. Keep going. Do the smaller things, though. Focus on the smallest things. I promise. You'll get it.
If y'all take anything away from this podcast, two things: be unique, stay true to yourself. That's all it takes. That's life.
100%. 100%.